Thank you. God for his mercy, and thank God for his love. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Lift up our hands.
Let us lift up our hands and praise the Lord.
And thank God for his mercy, and thank God for his love. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Lift up our hands. God for his mercy, and thank God for his love. For great is the Lord, and great we do pray. Oh, lift up our hands and praise the Lord. Oh, let us lift up our hands and praise the Lord.
And thank God for his mercy, and thank God for his love.
Yes, for great is the Lord.
Our hands and praise the Lord. our hands and praise the Lord. Let us lift up our hands and praise the Lord. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His love. Oh, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Let's lift up our hands and praise the Lord. Lord, and greatly to be praised. Lift up our hands and praise the Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord.
Of the goodness of Jesus.
Oh, and what
He has done for me.
Well, my soul cries out. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God for saving. Well, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, and what
Praise God.
when you think of the love of Jesus, not only this morning, but the other day, and the day before. You can't forget God's wonderful love, can you? Scripture says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I hear the sound of praise, thanksgiving, and knowing the wonderful love of God today. I appreciate it. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, it takes me back to 1975 in the fall of the year when I heard the voice of God. So I got a warrant out for your arrest. Who, me? Oh, no, not me. Didn't know what joy that I could receive from the wells of salvation. I appreciate God today. When I think of the love of Jesus, he didn't have to call me. He didn't have to lead me this way. I could have been an ex-con endeavoring to be a junkie and a dope dealer. God said, I'm going to change your plans. I'm going to change your little outcome and turn it into something else. And brought me out of a little two-bedroom duplex apartment, filled me with the wonderful Holy Ghost. I've been thankful ever since. I'd rather be here than any place in the city of Little Rock this morning. Thankful that I know about God and his plan. Appreciated the Bible study this morning, how that Brother Smith offered us some wonderful hope from the Word of God. God has a people, and he's watching us. Scripture says the eyes of God roam to and fro throughout the earth, searching for those whose heart is committed to him. I'm trying to stay in that way. I'm trying to love him, Brother Smith, more each day. I appreciate the love of God. Talking about the love of God, the scripture says, what greater love hath a man than he would lay down his life for his friends? Then the scripture says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that we might have life. He didn't have to let us in on this, Brother Durham, but he did. I appreciate the wonderful secret that God brought me here and showed me as his people, gave me an invitation to stay. I had a choice to leave. I had invitations to leave. I had people ask me, why don't you come on over here with us? You know what they were saying, don't you? Wouldn't you feel more comfortable with all blacks? I said, oh, no. I'm going to stay where I first felt the wonderful love of God. Now I see no color now. We're all children of God now. Those people that pointed me in some other direction, you know, they're not even living for God today. But I'm thankful that God held on to me and I held on to him. This has been a wonderful way. I've had some bumpy roads that I've traveled. But God has never forsaken me. Although sometimes his word seemed like, you don't understand. Lord, you don't understand. But he does, and he's proven to me that he does. He's proven to me that he cares for me. My battles get tough some days, but I know that God has his hand on me. I know that I'm covered today. No matter how many thoughts the devil tries to trick me out of my salvation with, I got some undercover work for him. I'm going to continue serving God. I'm going to continue lifting up his wonderful name. So I'm thankful this morning. Brother Smith asked me to open up the service. Before I get too far, we need to take prayer requests and receive an offering today. But I'm happy today. I'm happy about Jesus. I've got some trials I could tell you about, have you on your knees crying. But God is holding me. I've been going through a trial for a year now. But I found hope in the Word of God, and I'm going to continue in that way. And you got something wrong with your vehicle, you go to your owner's manual, don't you? I got a manual. I got a manual. The Word of God, I go to that. And I find the problem, and God helps me to fix it. Yeah, your indicator light comes on, doesn't it? We go to the Word of God. I don't go out in the backyard and say, woe is me. But I go to the Word of God, and I find out what the problem is. I say, we can fix this. Yeah, my God cares for me. Let's take prayer requests this morning. What do you say? Anyone got a special need this morning? Special request, Brother Weaver? Okay. Let's remember that request. All right, Brother Shelby. Remember Brother Johnson here today. Good to see you, brother. Okay. All right. Been praying for you, asking God to keep you.
If we could get a report.
Brother Johnson,
like to get a report,
give us
Brother
a little
Johnson,
report, if you
could.
Would.
So good to see him back. We've been praying.
With Beth, and they thought she was going to have lymphoma cancer, but it turned out to be a sarcoma, and it's in her leg behind her knee, and it's a tumor that the main artery and the nerves run right through the middle of the tumor. So they told us to go home and come back the 31st, and they'll do a very complicated surgery, and they don't know if they can save her leg or not. They're going to try to, but they may have to take her leg off. And after that, she'll start a regimen of 5 to 7 weeks of radiation therapy. And it's a rare form of cancer. And they think that so far it hasn't spread anywhere else in her body. But there's about a 20% chance this type of cancer recurs within a couple of years, but that's the odds could be a lot worse than 20%. So we feel like the Lord's really answered prayers. We know He has, and we're just relying on Him to get us through this. So I'll be home for a couple of weeks, and I'll go back up there for the duration, whatever that is, and be with her and. We just trust the Lord.
Okay.
Now, sure, we know you've been praying. We can feel it. And we thank you very much. A lot of people are praying. And we know God's in charge. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll continue to pray. Pray God give that family a miracle. He's been known to do it. Anyone else today have a special request? Brother Keith? Okay. Brother Keith, his son, and Sister Dotson all need prayer. Sister Linda? Sister Wilkins, okay. All right. Okay, let's remember that. Yes. Sister Lori, okay. Okay, let's remember their needs today, Sister Ryan. The Golden, okay. All right, Sister. Would you get a mic and okay?
Request a prayer for my Aunt Susie. They found a tumor on her left ovary, and there's also a mass of some kind showing up on her kidney. And she's known it something was wrong since even when she came down to visit me last time before that. But she didn't want to say anything to her family and ruin the holidays or with everything. They're always got something going on. Their family's always doing benefits for somebody or something. But I just told her that I would request prayer here, and everybody knows her and loves her, and that's what God's going to take care of her.
Okay, let's pray. Let's pray. Okay, Sister Abraham. Excuse me? Your mother in need of prayer? Okay. Anyone else? Okay, Sister McGowan. Okay. until you pray for her. Job interview for tomorrow, okay? Brother Matthew, Sister Reaver at home, they need our prayers today too. If our ushers would get ready, Sister Rachel. Okay. If our ushers would get ready, we're going to receive an offering. Well, God is good, isn't he? So good, so wonderful to be in his plan of care. Appreciate God's wonderful benefits. All right, let's stand then and let our request. Yes.
I want to mention the meeting in the Dominican Republic in February. You pray, y'all would keep praying. Also, just want to mention prayer and is open in the Tucker Room between 3 and 5 this afternoon between services.
All right. God is good. We thank you, Heavenly Father, this morning for your wonderful blessings. You've kept us through the week, kept us through the night. No other love as a man has. We've never known the love of God. Where would we be? Who would be? But we have him to look to today. We appreciate his love and care. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but David said the Lord delivereth from them all. Bring healing to your family this morning. Healing to your children today, dear Lord. Healing to the minds and hearts of your people that are calling upon you. Special needs today here in this church, dear Lord. We know that the eyes of God do roam to and fro in search of a people that is loving him. We appreciate your love and care, your warm and gentle hand. Oh, God, when we think of the love of Jesus, when we think of the mercies of God, hallelujah. We're blessed today to have a Heavenly Father that cares today. We serve a loving and compassionate God today that cares about his children. Oh, yes, said he would never leave us nor forsake us. We can depend on God's wonderful word. Heal your people this morning, dear Lord. Bring joy. Joy is a salvation to their hearts this morning. Many are seeking jobs, job interviews. You're in charge today, dear Lord. All resources are in your wonderful hand today. We bless the Lord today. We bless the Lord today. We appreciate God's wonderful benefits. He daily loadeth us with his wonderful benefits and his wonderful care. Precious Lord, we thank you this morning. May God bless our offering today. Bless our service today, Lord. And all that we have, we look to the heel. We look to the heels of salvation. We joy, we draw from the wells of salvation. We appreciate your wonderful power to heal and save today. In that wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the Lord.
really appreciate excuse me, having Brother Fulton with us more here recently. I appreciate that. I wonder if he'd sing for us this morning. I'd have a song to help us out here.
We're not going to try to practice on you, but they can find this song. The way the Spirit of the Lord's working this morning is kind of a sweet spirit and soft. And of course, this song's A Sinner Saved by Grace. And I think we all know where we came from. So this song might fit this morning. May we have the words.
We can only sing it one time.
Okay. We do have them. Bear with us just for a second. Of course, we only sing it one time, so.
We ain't sang it since.
We're going to do it. Everybody kind of help us on the verse.
Then we come in on the verse. He sang the verses, and then we came in.
Then we came in on the verse.
If you could see what I once was, you could go with me back to where you brought me from. I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in this sweet embrace and made me what I am today, a sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Took my place. Now I live. can breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. Back with the living, I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
Do the boast of anything I've ever seen or done. How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but a sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. Back with the living, I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a
sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. Back with the living, I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
If you could see what I was, if you could go with me back to where you brought me from, I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in His sweet embrace and made me what I am today, a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. Back with the living, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. How could I boast of anything I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine The victories God has won. Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing, Lord, but a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom with each breath of life I take. I'm loved and forgiven back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom with each breath of life I take. I'm loved and forgiven back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
Thankful and blessed, and God's mercy has been on my life, and He's been helping me come up a little higher in the things of God. And as Brother Daniel was saying today, there's a lot of things we could do and go places and serve God, but standing here on this foundation can't be moved, can we? I can't be moved unless I let the wretched man talk me into it. But I choose not to, Brother Smith. I choose to keep talking positive to myself and realize where God has placed me. And as you was talking last night, in that safety place, and the righteous run unto it because they are safe. And you think about all of those things, how blessed you really are that God is covering you, your life, and all my sisters and brothers that's walking in this way. And I'm so thankful today that He saved me. I am. We could say, well, my past sins, I know you was talking about that. How did we get here? And truly, yes, I was a sinner saved by grace. Probably didn't even really know what really being saved really meant. But you know you need God or you need Jesus in your life. And God started dealing with my heart. And all I knew at that time is that I wanted to live right. You know, now I know I'm imputed righteousness because of my nature that I am a sinner. But I just knew in my heart, not knowing God like I have learned to get to know him over these years, that I needed something more in my life besides just living day by day and working and paying bills and raising your family. Is something was missing in that. The God, you know, the triangle, you know, the head, the job, family. Well, God wasn't there, so everything wasn't connected, was it? So he started dealing with my heart, Brother Smith. And when I was probably about 16, you know, I lived in a home that, you know, my parents didn't go to church. Didn't no one go to church. You know, I was raised with my grandparents when I was younger, and my grandfather took us to church. But once he passed, and we, you know, I lived with my parents, they didn't go to church. But in my heart, you know, you just know to do things right because your grandparents teach you how to do things right, or you're going to learn out how to do it right anyway. You know, so, and as you get older, those things stick with you, doing the right thing, you know, just doing right thing and doing right by each other. I know that's one thing my grandmother used to teach us, you know, do unto others as you wish to be done unto, you know. So that was instilled in me as a young person. But today, I think about how God did reach down and touch my life. And so when he touched my heart, you know, I didn't know it was God. I really didn't. I kind of thought, you know, it was God. But I just started going to church in the neighborhood. Didn't know that you're just supposed to find a church. You know, you just go to a church on the corner. You know, it's in your neighborhood. And you can walk to church because I didn't have a car, so I had to walk. And so I walked to church. And so when God get a hold to you, you start having some kind of, I don't know what, it wasn't a dream, you know, and I don't know, and it wasn't an audible voice, but something was pulling at my heart, letting me see. One Sunday I went to this church, and I just stood back, and I started watching the people come out of church, and they was doing strange things, even on the church ground. I didn't understand a word they said, the preacher said, and I'm like, okay, God, I just went. I didn't hear him. I didn't know what he said. You know, the singing was good. Singing has always been good. And I just was standing there, and it looked like God was showing me something, that he had something better for me. And I'm like, well, okay. So, and I say, okay, this is not the church. And I told my mother what had happened to me. And that night, if I never shared this with you, Brother Smith, that night, God started dealing with me, and it wasn't a dream because I wasn't asleep, but I was in my bed thinking about God, and he kept showing me this bright light that he, and I think he was telling me, I am the light. You know, now I know that's what he was saying, I am the light. And that went on for like 3 days in my home. It was me and my little girl Shauna. And I keep reminiscing about how good God is. You was talking about, you know, how did God get us here? His gentle spirit, as it was in that song. His gentle spirit was touching my heart, and he was communing with me through the spirit. And when I told my mom that, she invited me to this church, the old church over there, and you know, and I was wondering why we had to come way 20, 30 miles to church, because we live way on the other side of town. And I didn't have a car at the time, and she just kept bringing me. But the first time I came, Brother Smith, Brother Lenica was here. It was a little small church, and it was packed. It was a lot of people in there. It was a lot of people in the church. But Brother Smith, I didn't see too many black people. I'm going like, whoa, why are we here? Because she didn't tell me that the church, you know, was, yeah. She just told me how that this preacher preached the word and it's never been heard. She never heard it taught that way. And you can write down and you can send up questions and you can understand the teaching of the Bible. And so, but my heart was so heavy. But yet I felt so so like I was, God was just walking with me. You know, I guess I could describe it like that because I know it was an experience that I had with God. And when I got here, I felt that presence, the love when you walk through the door. It felt like, just like you was floating up in heaven, I guess you could say that, or cloud, just floating. You could feel that love. And because I still had my blinders on, you know, but I could feel that love of God and God's presence. And I just sit there and watch them, and they was praising, and they was all up there singing and dancing and falling all out, and I was kind of scared a little bit because I didn't understand what they were doing. But I knew I could feel something different in there. And my mom, she wasn't in the spirit, but she was praising God. And a sister came up to me and asked me, did I want to go up front? You know, up front, what we're going to do, you know, when we get up there. So, of course, it was Sister Inez. So, of course, you know, well, okay, yeah, okay. She asked me, I guess I better go up here, you know. And I went up there, and Brother Leninger didn't know me. That's probably his first time ever seeing me. And they asked me that I want to get prayed for. And I like, well, yeah, I guess. And he laid his hands on me. And like my whole being just left. Looked like I went somewhere. I can't really explain it. Well, you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. And I could feel whatever weight the world had on me. It was lifted off my shoulders. And, you know, I haven't been the same since. And I didn't even get the Holy Ghost that day. I didn't. Now I know that's what people was up there, you know, trying to get the Holy Ghost or needing a touch from God. But that was precious to me. You know, I didn't get the Holy Ghost, but I got an experience that day that I knew God was real. And so I kept coming back. And when I came back again, I went up and got prayed again. And that time I did get the Holy Ghost, but I didn't know I had the Holy Ghost. Didn't no one tell me that. Because that experience that I had first was such an experience that I just started speaking in tongues. I didn't get that same lifting up off of this earth, this earthly world, like I did when I first came here. And I'm like, God has been so good to me. You know, and I've been a brat child. You know, I left church for a while, but that was such an experience to have that I couldn't serve God nowhere else. I tried to serve him, you know, back in the, because of some of the teachings and stuff, yeah, that was different for me, because when I started sitting and listening, some of it did kind of like, okay, I don't think I can ever overcome that. Oh, no, I can't overcome. Second heaven sounds. The second resurrection sounds better than the first resurrection. reaching that first resurrection, ooh, God, you know, that's just, you know, my ignorance, you know, not my willingness to say, yes, Lord, I can do this. Well, I can do this through you, Christ, who gives us strength. And, you know, he keeps picking me up, dusting me off, and say, come on, child, you can make it. And he's still doing it today. He's still doing it today. Because there is days when you don't feel like you can go on, but God, the world doesn't have anything to offer. God has life. He has a re-reward, I think that's what it says in Isaiah. That re-reward. And I'm looking forward to that re-reward. And when I first came here, people say someone prayed for me. Well, they laid up treasure, or, you know, I'm thankful for that. I'm really thankful for that, because I believe that if someone in my generation hadn't been praying for the next generation and the next generation, I wouldn't have never got to know God, probably. You know, because there is people who don't know God because they had generations that didn't serve God. So I'm so thankful today. You know, and I'm hoping I am the one that's paving the way for my family, my immediate family, you know. I know my sisters and brothers, they all serve God in different I want to say churches, I won't say what, because I, but they love God, and that, and we have that in common, the love of God. You know, everybody loves Jesus. That's my sister and brother, and they all have the Holy Ghost. They all have the Holy Ghost, so we really have a lot to talk about when it comes to Jesus, because we know who our, we know where our help comes from, you know. So I have a family here that prays for me, and I pray for my family here, and my natural family, they know how to pray. I got some sisters that really know how to pray. I'm like, oh God, I need to learn how to pray like that. They pray and prophesy, so I don't know, God, that might, I might be out of order, I don't know. So I just pray. I mean, it's powerful. I can feel it. Sometimes I can feel the presence. You know, two or three are praying in my name. I'm there with you. So, and they sincere, you know. But we can have a prayer meeting, and they really pray and touch God. So I'm thankful for that, and I'm really thankful for this church. I'm thankful for the Lord opening my eyes to the body of Christ. I can really say truly, I'm in the body of Christ. You know, they saying that now. I hear my brother say that he's in the ministry. They in the body of Christ. And so God has opened my eyes and my ears to hear what he is, what the church is saying. And I'm thankful for that. I'm really thankful for God's goodness and his mercy. And you just keep praying for me, you know, and I'll keep praying for you. But when I think about God's, how we supposed to pray, I mean, Brother Lineker taught us, you know, to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And I think when I get ready to say that and say that prayer, I want my heart to be so humble that he knows I'm really, really saying, you are my God, and you are a holy God and a righteous God, and I don't deserve your mercy and your grace, but you know, he gives it to me anyway. And then he lets me get up when I make mistakes and keep going. And I read the Word of God, and it just, I do have to encourage myself a lot. And I know the Word of God encourages me because of the truth that has been planted in my heart. So I'm just here to say I'm thankful for this year. And I didn't make any New Year's resolutions, but I do want to grow closer to God this year. I want to be more used of God. And Brother Smith, I hadn't got used to praying to the Father God yet, but I'm going to practice that. I'm so used to just saying Jesus, my, you know, and God, you know, but to God, I'm like, I'm not worthy to call on God's name. I'm such a sinner, I'm almost ashamed to call on his name. But I know Jesus is my mediator, so I still go that way. But I have to get to that place. I have to grow. By God's mercy and grace, he'll help me get to that place and get to the next level in Jesus where I need to be in the body of Christ. So I'm thankful today, and
Sister Rochelle,
thank y'all for loving me.
Can you help us a little bit to know when you felt like you got a revelation of the body?
Now, see, I didn't come under Brother Tucker, so I came under Brother Lindgren, and he's a strong preacher too. So, and I had a good, you know, when you come in, Sister Inez used to say to me, and I hope I wasn't a bad little monkey. Had that little monkey spirit, but I did have a bad spirit, probably in the ignorant, you know. But and we talked a lot. She and I talked a lot, and so she said, just sit and listen, and God will reveal the message to you, because in you reading, I'm reading the